From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. 5 years ago, as the U.S. prepared to send stealth fighters and Tomahawk missiles into Baghdad, John McCain said the liberation of Iraq would provide, in his words, another chapter in the glorious history of the United States. The war in Iraq has turned out to be a much longer chapter than many expected. But McCain still defends the decision to invade Iraq, and he's staked his presidential campaign on winning a war he calls necessary and just. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Barely a month after the statue of Saddam Hussein was toppled in the streets of Baghdad, John McCain sounded a warning. Planning for post-war reconstruction was inadequate, he wrote in May of 2003, and he and his congressional colleagues were partly to blame. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says of all the politicians who visited Iraq in those first months of the war, McCain was neither a hand-wringing opponent nor an uncritical cheerleader.
Democrats went and said it was hopeless, it's lost. They were wrong. Republicans went and came back and said things are going great, it's just the media's fault. They were wrong. John went and saw what needed to be done.
Within 5 months of the initial invasion, McCain was calling for a substantial increase in the number of U.S. troops.
Special forces, Marines, counterintelligence, linguists, civil affairs. We need far better intelligence capability, and that means in the thousands of troops.
McCain's opinion was not popular at the time with either the Pentagon or the public. But military analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says history has vindicated the former Navy pilot turned politician.
McCain basically had it right. Some commanders on the ground were saying, we're okay here, we've got enough troops. And McCain was disagreeing with them. And McCain was right, and they were wrong.
McCain kept calling for more troops all through 2004 and 2005, even as the administration was promising the insurgency was in its last throes. He said the U.S. needed more force in Iraq and more straight talk here at home.
If we can't retain the support of the American people, we will have lost this war as soundly as if our forces were defeated on the battlefield.
In fact, public support was already lost. By mid-2005, a majority of Americans believed the war was a mistake, and support hit bottom last year, shortly after the administration finally launched its troop surge. McCain told cadets at the Virginia Military Institute last spring, politicians could either bow to public frustration and accept defeat or pay the political price to succeed in Iraq.
For my part, I would rather lose a campaign than a war.
For a time, it looked as if McCain would lose his presidential campaign. It was during a low point last August that he had an encounter in New Hampshire that's now become a regular part of his campaign stump speech.
A woman stood up and said, Senator McCain, would you do me the honor of wearing a bracelet with my son's name on it, Matthew Stanley? He was killed in combat outside of Baghdad just before Christmas last year. He was 22 years old.
Corporal Stanley's mother, Lynn Savage, says she wasn't even a McCain supporter when she went to that town hall meeting. She'd merely tagged along with her husband. As McCain spoke, she got to thinking about the bracelet she'd worn during the Vietnam War in honor of POWs like McCain.
And it suddenly occurred to me that I was now wearing a black one. And I thought that perhaps since I had worn one to honor the soldiers of his era, if he wouldn't mind wearing one for my son.
I said I would be honored to wear the bracelet with your son's name on it. And then she said, Senator McCain, I want you to just promise me one thing. You'll promise me that you will do everything in your power to make sure that my son's death was not in vain.
Savage says her son was on his second tour in Iraq when he was killed. He told his mom he was excited to be going back.
He said that he had a job to do and he wanted to finish it. I hope that we will finish the job that we started and that we'll show the rest of the world that, you know, we won't surrender. I'm not an advocate for war, don't get me wrong. You know, for whatever reason that we're there, we are there. And we need to finish what we started.
McCain repeated the story of Matthew Stanley at a town hall meeting in Waco, Texas, one day before he won the Texas primary and clinched the GOP nomination.
He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
McCain's own political comeback has been mirrored by a shift in attitude towards the war. A majority of Americans still believe the invasion was a mistake, but pollster Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center says there's a growing sense that things are improving in Iraq, And about half the public now believes that U.S. troops should remain.
There's been some bounce back in support for keeping troops in Iraq, and certainly much more of a view that we're doing okay and that we might even succeed.
That doesn't safeguard McCain from criticism from Barack Obama and others that he was wrong to support the war in the first place. But Kohut says it does make McCain's position look a little less politically poisonous than it did last summer.
Senator McCain can say, look, my judgment about going to war may be different than yours, but the policies that I've advocated about the way to pursue the war have been working. And he can make a case for some independence and for being right to some extent.
Back in 2003, when McCain first penned his concerns about the war, he wrote there was still time for the U.S. to correct its initial negligence and keep its promise to Iraq and the world. The test for McCain is whether that's still true almost 5 years later. Scott Horsley, NPR News.